In the incident which occurs at the documented at the end of the parasha last week and the beginning of the parasha this week, so we have Yosef sends Shluchim to go chase after the Shvatim and they accost the Shvatim and say, look, you stole the Gviyah from our master. So Yehuda makes a statement and Yehuda says, we certainly wouldn't do such a thing, we never would do such a thing, and if you go ahead and you find it, so he says, he puts down an offering, he says, look, if you find the Gviyah in one by one of us, the one who you find it by, he will die. He'll be chayav misa. Go ahead and kill him. And the rest of us will be there. We'll serve as slaves. Fine. They go ahead. They start looking, and sure enough, they find the gviya in the bag belonging to Binyamin. Yehuda immediately, you know, here they have the guilt in front of them. They have the gviya sitting there in that bag of Binyamin. And Yehuda says, you know what? You're right. We have it. We don't know how it happened, but it got there. We'll all go back to Mitzrayim, and we will all be slaves. Somehow, Yehuda just, you know, he toned down his offer. The first level, he went ahead and he offered one of them will die, the rest will be slaves. All of a sudden, as soon as they found guilty, they know all come back as slaves. But it gets better. It comes to this week's parasha, and Yosef tells them, look, you know what? It's not a big deal. The rest of you didn't do anything wrong. You can all go home. The one who took it, I'll take him alone. Now, it seems this would be the most charitable offer. This is a third level down. No one's getting killed. They're not all going to be slaves. The one person who stole it, he'll be a slave. What does Yehuda say? Yehuda says, I'll destroy your whole palace. I'll knock the place down. This is ridiculous. There's no way we're going to stand for this. It sounds rather difficult to comprehend. Yehuda himself had offered two offers. Besides the fact that Yehuda had lowered his offer, here Yosef is lowering it even more, and Yehuda responds with such a fury. So there's a Nesivus, which offers a rather brilliant shot here on how to understand this. And he says that the Shvatim, when they were confronted with this allegation, they stole the kais, they knew they weren't guilty, they knew they weren't thieves, they weren't ganav, they didn't go ahead and steal it. So when this came up to them, they did a little bit of a cheshbon nefesh on the spot, and they came out, there were three possible solutions, three possible ways understand why this is happening to them. Option number one, they understood the way back was an incident with Mechir Yosef, and it could be they were wrong, it could be they were deserving of an einish for the Mechir Yosef. Option number two, nothing to do with them, it could be Gzeirah and Shemayim, there's a Gzeirah that Klal Yisrael should go down to Mitzrayim, there'll be a Shibud in Mitzrayim, they all knew since the time of Avraham Avinu there was going to be a Shibud in Mitzrayim, perhaps this is the first step of Shibud in Mitzrayim, Shibud in Mitzrayim starts here. The third option, anti-Semitism, they hate us out to get us, an allegation with no basis whatsoever. So they took it step by step. The first thing they said was, the one who has the gviya, he'll die. Why is that? We know the halacha is somebody's going to Vishim Bukhari, somebody goes ahead and kidnaps a nefesh from Yisrael, and he enslaves him, he's chayav miso. So they said, okay, whoever the gviya is by him, he's obviously the prime culprit in this whole incident with Yosef. So he'll be chayav miso. And the rest of us, who also are guilty as well, on a lesser level, will all serve as avadim. What happens? They go ahead and they look for the gviya, and they find it in the bag of Binyamin. Now Binyamin certainly wasn't party to the mechir of Yosef, so that option is out. So Yehuda says, okay, that offer is gone. We're on to plan B. Plan B is at the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. So he says, okay, look, if Shibud Mitzrayim starts today, sign us up, we're all slaves. Let's go, we'll start today, we'll get to work. Yosef tells them, no, you're not all slaves. You can all go home, you're free to go. It's only one person alone who we're gonna deal with. If you're only dealing with one person alone, so Shibud Mitzrayim clearly didn't start. If it's not Shibud Mitzrayim, and it's not an Einish for Yosef, obviously it's just an allegation which is baseless and whatever without to get us and all that, and therefore we'll take the place down, we'll knock your palace to the ground. There's nothing to it whatsoever. Ad kan divrei Nesivus. But it's interesting, the template Nesivus provides for dealing with issues in life, it's very interesting. When a person has various encounters he comes up with, and the question is how to deal with it, it's interesting, the Shvatim had three different approaches here. The one they put first wasn't the out-to-get-us approach. The first mahalach a person has to have, according to this Nesivus, the first mahalach always has to be, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Self-introspection? Is something on my end causing this tzara? If that's not an option, once somebody has cleared himself, then you can go to other options. You can go to the Gzeirah Min Shamayim. If it's not that, and it's not the Gzeirah Min Shamayim, certainly the people out there who are out to get us. But it's important to bear in mind that the Tachas of Yidden on the first level is to go ahead and look at himself and say, what did I do? Did I do anything wrong to deserve this? And after that, to move on to the next argus.